Great.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is the good call.
It's a good call podcast.
Right.
Sports, comedy,
and
Jews.
Ridiculousness.
And ridiculousness.
And general fuckery.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that Josh and I are coming from two different coasts, sports-wise.
Yep.
East Coast, West Coast.
Right.
But we're coming together with a love for sports. But, like, the amount of love to where, like, yeah, you get emotionally invested. Yeah, you cry over games. Yeah, you fight with family members. Yeah, you masturbate to a Super Bowl victory parade.
Furiously.
But you know, minus, like, all the real nitty-gritty, like, you know, I used to be a stat guy when I was younger.
Really?
You know, when I had, like, the Becketts. You remember when, like, when
you
showed...
Did you ever go to baseball games and keep stats?
Yeah.
You did?
Do you know...
Did you ever bring your baseball glove to a game? To, like, a park?
Every game. To catch a foul ball? Yes. What, are you going to catch it with your bare hands like an asshole?
Okay, let me ask you.
You bring a glove like an American.
Yeah, okay, but let me ask you. What's the age cutoff for that? Because when I see like a 40-year-old guy with a glove.
40?
That's too old.
That's way too old.
20 is too old.
Oh, yeah, the cutoff is...
I think
when you turn 18, you are legally able to buy cigarettes. Is that true? No.
I think...
What can you do at 18?
You can vote.
Like,
I would say that
you can like whenever you black chick, what can you? It's like 18.
Yeah, that's 16.
No, but what is it you can do at 18? Is it cigarettes or porn or?
Porn. No, I think it's vote. I think it's voting and cigarettes.
Oh, move out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so move out of the house, and guess what? When you move out,
yeah,
you bring that glove with you.
Okay,
and you toss it in the nearest trash can because you are no longer a child at a sporting event.
I go one step further. I would say 2 years after your first pube, no more glove to the game.
Wow.
I can't have an 18-year-old. Come on. Okay, let me ask you another question.
But what if he catches? But also,
you can't bring, if you're an 18-year-old.
You catch. What if that glove is the reason your son, who is past the age that we're saying is fair,
yeah,
and he catches a ball, and because he caught it in some crazy fashion, he was on a SportsCenter highlight, and the player that hit the ball, let's say it's Bryce Harper,
yeah,
and he sees the highlight, and the catch was so incredible, Bryce sends him like a signed jersey or says, okay, send me that ball, I'll sign it for you. Then the glove has some, you know.
Yeah, but let me go ahead and tell you what I would think is better. He doesn't have a glove. A ball gets pierced through his hands.
Yeah.
It's more embarrassing. It makes SportsCenter. It's funnier and a better story as a comedian. That makes me happier.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's had enough good moments.
Yeah. Has he gotten a foul ball? Have you?
He's been the bat boy for the Red Sox before.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
By the way, that alone makes you dad of the century.
I had a hard on the whole game watching him.
Well, that's not what I was asking.
Oh.
Jesus, how quickly did I go from dad of the year to speaking of dad of the year's dick? It was rock solid as my son was getting Big Poppy's gloves off the dirt. Jesus, dude.
I have a picture of Jacob. He bat-boyed for the, we know the guy who does the visitors dugout at the Dodger Stadium. And so he's bat-boyed for the Cardinals,
yeah,
and for the Rockies. But I have a picture when Tony La Russa and Albert Pujols, and by the way, he was at an age where we were driving to the game and he was like, that dude's last name is Pujols.
Love that. Still makes me laugh.
Yeah, me too. And he was like, I go, don't laugh in the dugout. He was like, are you kidding? Pujols?
What? Yeah, dude. That's one you can't control.
No, at 13, you can't.
Yeah.
You're giggling right away.
It would suck if Pujols or the guy announcing Pujols like had a lisp too, because then it's over.
Pujols?
Yeah, come on. It's over.
Harry Pujols?
I'm laughing at that.
Yeah.
Is Harry Albert's father's name?
I hope so.
Jesus. There has to be a Harry Pujols out there. There's got to be a Harry Pujols. Harry Pujols, if you are on this Facebook feed,
yeah, definitely.
Comment below, leave your Instagram and your PIN number, and we will get in touch with you.
And we will draw you a picture. You know, there was a guy in my hometown whose name was Seymour Wiener. And
how is that even legal?
We used to call him on the phone and be like, Mr. Wiener there. And he'd be like, this is. And we'd be like, how much more Wiener can you see from where you're sitting than from, I mean, it was
how
endless.
Dare you?
It was endless.
He had it coming, yeah. He probably got desensitized after a while.
His Seymour Wiener got desensitized?
Yeah.
I bet you. I mean, at some point you have to, but it's like, if your name is Seymour Wiener, you have to go by your middle name.
Yeah.
Unless it's like your middle name is worse than Seymour.
No.
It couldn't be. But at this point, it's like I've always said, if your name is Richard, in this day and age, and you go by Dick, you get whatever is coming to you, you get.
Yeah, who makes that active choice to go from rich some people. To Dick?
You know, there was a guy who was a pitching coach for the San Francisco Giants named Dick Pohl.
Well, that's just awesome.
Dick Pohl.
Yeah, dude. You're a relief pitcher, aren't you? Is that?
He was a relief pitcher. Yeah. There's also, but
relief pitchers have the best names. Goose Gossage, Dennis Eckersley.
Dan Quisenberry.
Wow, dude. I think that was a fucking flavor of Capri Sun.
The Quisenberry.
By the way, strange names. I don't know if we've talked about it on this podcast, but I went to high school with two of, I think, the strangest named humans on planet Earth.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A Vietnamese girl named Bitch Ho. B-I-C-H-H-O.
I like that one.
Bitch Ho.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Then
how did she pronounce it? Just out of curiosity. I know how you pronounced it, Bitch Ho.
Yeah.
But how did she say it?
There might have been a different pronunciation. Yeah. Not as funny.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't when she walked into the house, people weren't like, bitch.
No.
It was probably different, but I'm with it.
And then Audrey, and I've said this before on many podcasts because she changed it. Well, I think she changed it when she got married. But she will always, forever, to me, be known as Audrey Klitgaard. K-L-I-T-G-A, coming in hard with a big A-R-D. Klitgaard, K-L-I-T-G-A-R-D. Klitgaard. I didn't even know what the clit was yet when I got to know her, yet I still found that hilarious. Then when I found out what the clit was two weeks ago. I was hoping you were just going to let that slide by. That I became just even a bigger fan of her because I was like, good for you. The amount of abuse that she had to endure in high school.
I wonder if there's a sport.
Indirectly. Like, she probably didn't get it to her face where people were like.
Oh, no, she got it to her face.
You've been guarding that clit.
She got it to her face. In high school, you get it in your face. I wonder, though, like, there's a cup. I wonder for women's sports if there's a clit guard. Is there a female version of the cup that guards the...
If there's not, Sports Authority, if you're listening.
Yeah, a clit guard.
Wow.
Is there a clit guard?
No, because it's not as...
Sensitive?
And prominent in the genital region to be...
Have you never seen a prominent...
of some... Huh?
You've never seen a prominent clit? Like a half a pinky?
Well, the Goo Goo Dolls opened for them in 97.
The half a clits?
No, prominent clit.
Oh.
The half a clits. That band never made it. You know that.
That was a punk band. They were on the punk scene. But clit guard also sounds like maybe somebody who worked at Auschwitz.
Jesus.
Senior clit guard.
Yeah, I think she had some German.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Real quick, we're getting, Bri, do you mind coming over real quick and just... reading a couple of these comments, telling us how many viewers we got. This is your third. I did one today for the first time.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we discussed, this is becoming now something we have to do.
Yep. And what happens is more people watch as the week goes. It stays up on
it
the.
It stays up.
So what we should do, buddy, is we should get a good call Facebook page and do it from there.
This is the move.
Right.
And we got to invest in, because right now we're going MacGyver style, two books.
Yeah.
I mean, appropriately on a Lenny Bruce book. And
do they have any questions on there for us? That's all we need to know.
How many viewers right now?
17.
32. We'll take it.
Yeah.
That is.
Don't worry.
30 more than I thought we'd get.
Don't worry. The views. So what happens with this is that the views add up as the week.
Yeah. Because when you said 17,000, that wasn't live.
No.
Yeah, but that's the goal.
That's the goal. That ends up what happening over a week, right? Because they go back, they listen, and they watch.
Nice. What do we got for questions, Bri?
Yeah.
Can you turn up your mic volume a bit?
Do you want to move us a little closer?
Can we?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Perfect.
All sorts of handsome.
Did that help? Did that help the...
Did that help your mic guard?
Is that Adam Egan with a comment? What is that?
Hey,
Gentry, first of all, Gentry, are you a janitor? Who's named Gentry that isn't an assistant coach for the Texas Rangers in 1974? Yo, Gentry, what are you?
Wait.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, Gentry, and thanks for being a fan of Tony Danza. And I will have you know that I just left the Mad TV writer's room, and there is a sketch being proposed with myself and Tony Danza.
No.
As two Tony Danzas.
Are you going to double Tony Danza?
It might break the internet. If he does this.
He will do it. What else is he doing? Hey,
chilling, waiting for something funny to come around that...
Do you think Tony Danza could still kick your ass?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed him on the About Last Night podcast, and...
You did?
As Tony Danza. I had him on, We what? Talked for about 45 minutes, and then for the last 10 minutes, I asked him, I go, can we do a Danza on Danza?
Tony Danza?
He goes, that's never been done before. I go, I know. So I go, all right. So I go, Tony, what is our favorite food? And he goes, our favorite food is, you know what I really like? I go, what do we like? He goes, I like this, like, meatball marinara. Like, you know when you get the spaghetti, but you get the big chunks of meat? I go, I love that. He goes, do you know what I'm talking about? I go, do you know what I'm talking about? It was unbelievable.
Do you know what I'm always impressed
with? Type it about last night podcast, Tony Danza, and listen to that magic.
What I'm always impressed with by people, when people do impersonations,
yeah,
is that involuntarily, your face ends up kind of looking like them.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean? I don't even know how you do that. Like, you warp your face a little bit. You went Danza.
Yeah, it's subconscious at first, but then, like, you have to. Like, I see, like, a buddy of mine who does, like, a Christopher Walken or a Harrison Ford. Like, when he does his Harrison Ford. And that's terrible, but like he gets really like his jaw like extends because yeah. Harrison's got that.
He gets
angry.
Two earrings.
Yeah. He fucks Calista Flockhart.
You know what? Not my bag of bones, that one. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I almost got in a fight today?
We gotta talk about this. So Facebook, Josh, as we all know, okay, has the better of the two bodies here. Okay.
Well, I think it depends on what the person likes. I mean,
look, I'm fine. Am I wearing a Hawaiian shirt? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But Josh is are you a gym rat, would you consider?
Yeah, I'm
How
a
many
little
days
bit.
A week are you in the gym lifting?
Six.
Because I work out a lot, but I play a lot of basketball, do a lot of cardio.
Right.
My lifting days are behind me at the moment until...
I'm 6 days. 6 days. 6 days.
Until 6 days in the gym?
Yeah.
Lifting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, maybe I'm going to have to start coming with you.
Come, dude.
If I can get those wolf arms.
Yeah.
Can I be a part of the wolf pack?
Hell yeah.
Please tell me you've had a workout group at some point called the wolf pack.
No, but I had a fast walking group. We were the wolf pack.
Definitely not what I thought you were going to come back with.
How is that?
A fast walking
How would that
group?
Be
That's
if we were,
incredible.
How, if we were fast walkers and we had those furry wool hats that tied underneath and
oh
we had the light up shoes. And we walked at night, and we fast walked at night.
Dude, you just described your life in 30 years.
Yeah, no. Fast walkers to me, and I've ridiculed them, and then somebody said fast walk for a mile. And I go, okay. And I made it like a quarter mile. I was like, that's fucking,
Jesus.
I'm tired.
Give it up.
Oh, I was super tired.
But don't give it up so hard that like it should be an Olympic event. You give it up to Borlaug. Wow, cool, man. You committed to a crazy activity, and now you're pretty good at something that doesn't matter.
There should be zero. There's a bunch of Olympic events that shouldn't be Olympic events. That should definitely not be an Olympic event.
Yeah.
So
you got in a fight.
Oh, almost. So when I work out at the gym, I always work out angry. So in order for me, and I'm a pretty nice dude. But
very nice dude.
Yeah, in the gym, for me to get motivated, I need a little anger. So I always pick one person out in the gym to just fucking hate.
Okay, so you create that anger at the gym. You don't bring it in.
No, I create it. I walk in.
You don't have a road rage incident.
Nope.
And you bring that.
Nope. I walk in and I look for somebody where I'm like, oh, those stupid fucking shorts or something. Today, it was an Asian guy wearing jeans. And I was like, this motherfucker.
By the way, I love that the Asian guy was an imperative part of that story. Because you could say a guy wearing jeans.
No, but it adds to it that Asian
There's
guy.
A payoff.
Yeah, because he's wearing flip-flops and jeans.
Okay.
And I'm like.
And you know what, though? Actually, I'm gonna chastise myself for a minute for saying that doesn't matter, because if you are a good storyteller, every detail matters.
Detail.
There has been a time though, like I had a buddy who used to tell stories, and he would like where he thought the race of the person wasn't necessary.
What was the word you said?
Oh my God!
Necessary.
I want to say necessity.
You added like a couple S's and maybe two C's.
I'm still on that Molly come down from Bonnaroo. I want to say necessity and necessitary.
Necessitary, we're not gonna. Let's go to the judges. Is that a word? Is that a word?
Let's go to the Trump dictionary.
I believe he said necessitarily.
Oh my God.
Which I don't think is a word.
It is now. So so my buddy goes, he's like, man, so we were at the park, right? With my boy Jake and Mike, and there's a big group of pigeons, and Mike like runs towards these pigeons. Mike's black, and he runs towards these pigeons, and they fucking freak out. I was like, hey man, why is the fact that Mike Black an imperative part of the story? And I was like, were those pigeons fucking racist? Is that why they flew away? Like, do black people hate pigeons and that's why he went after them? Like, what are you trying to say with that piece of information?
It's well known that pigeons don't like black people.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I would tell you. What I would tell you is, as a storyteller, if I say, so there's a guy in the gym with jeans and flip-flops, I'm leaving it blank what he looks like.
Yeah.
Every detail. It's like when people say to me, if they tell a story on stage and they go, so we, if part of the story was ketchup, I never say ketchup, say Heinz. Give me the details in the story because it sucks people in. If you're giving me big, broad strokes, I'm not as invested.
I don't want to have to create. I don't have to use my imagination.
No.
I came here to not think.
Yeah. Give me everything.
Yeah.
So Asian dude.
Okay.
Okay.
Asian dude in jeans.
Yeah. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, there was a girl in my high school, a Cambodian girl named Soda, S-O-D-A. It was pretty amazing.
That's dope.
By the way, there was
That's actually a great like rapper name.
There was also a guy.
Soda?
Yes, Soda. There was a guy at my school.
And her rival is Pop.
Soda and Pop?
And
Crackle?
Well, we're talking... Are we talking
Rice Krispies?
Are we talking Snap, Crackle, Pop? Because that was... If you're talking about... If you are three white dudes out there trying to get like a white rap trio going...
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. Like, what are you doing?
If the three of us were a rap band...
Yeah.
And we... rap group.
Yeah.
Who would be Snap, who would be Crackle, and who would be Pop?
Well, this is why the mockumentary about those three needs to be created. And Jerry Ferrara from Entourage, you know him?
Yeah.
When... We were kicking it one night. We talked about doing a fake mockumentary about all serials and bringing those characters to life.
Yeah.
But how doing like a Spinal Tap on Snap, Crackle, and Pop being like a...
How high were you when you guys talked about
very
this?
High.
Yeah, you got that's a really high conversation.
But also a great idea. One of those high ideas that's like a great idea.
When you wake up the next day, you're like, that one is pretty good.
Sometimes you have high ideas where you're like, we should build a hot tub on the roof. And you're like, cool, man. It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, we should do Uber, but it only delivers beads. And you're like, nah. Maybe that's not our
best. By the way, if we just start seeing a bunch of comments from people who love beads.
Yeah, yeah. The Uber.
Okay, so Asian dude, jeans.
Okay.
What is he doing at the gym?
He's just looking fucking stupid.
But what activity is he doing?
Oh, and not only that, he's not using the equipment correctly. Okay? Okay, and he's lingering on equipment. And so for me, I just need to pick somebody so when I start to get down a little bit, I can look at him and be like, look at your stupid fucking face.
Now, is this genuine anger or are you manifesting, like you're projecting, like maybe you're like, I wish I could rock jeans at the gym. Like, are you angry at this dude that he's...
I am manifesting genuine anger, right? It's one day this dude was wearing the stupidest fucking shorts I've ever seen. And I just kept saying under my breath, look at those stupid fucking shorts.
Oh, so you say it out loud. Oh. Like it's a mantra.
So this dude, I'm today I was a little out because I got up at like 5 this morning to go on Heidi and Frank.
Nice.
So early, and I've been up. So I was like, I need a little extra juice. So I was like, who am I going to hate? That fucking dude in the jeans and the flip-flops. So I'm staring at him. And every time before I said, I stare at him and I just give a little shake and I grit my teeth. So he walks over and I just finished a set and he's standing over me on the bench and he goes, hey, man. And I go, yeah. And I take out my headphones. Now I'm no longer mad because I don't need.
Yeah.
And he goes, you got a problem with me? And I go,
nice.
What?
Yeah.
And he goes, you got a problem with me? And he takes off his flip-flops. And I go, oh.
To fucking flop slap you? What the?
Well, I'm thinking, oh, he's about to fucking kick me right in the face.
What if he smacked you in the face and goes flip-flop as he said it, like with your face?
What if there was a new band? Instead of crisscross, we were flip-flop.
Okay. Well, that's something to talk about off air. But wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Flip and flop.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
That's necessitarily the most great idea we need to follow through.
Necessitarily.
With. No. What was it?
You said necessitarily. Necessitarily.
That's,
yeah. Yeah. So
takes the flip flop off. You
he's standing over
me.
Standing both. Took them both off. He goes, you got a problem with me? And I was like, no. I go, I'm sorry. I go, you know when I.
You pulled back.
Well, because I'm no longer mad. I just need it right before my set.
Yeah, you're not looking to fight in the gym.
No, I don't really hate him.
Like,
I think he's stupid for wearing jeans and flip-flops in the gym.
Did you say that?
So I said to him, I explained to him the situation. And he goes, well, pick somebody else. And I said, well, I mean, you're the easiest target today. I go, don't take it personally, but you're wearing jeans and flip-flops in the gym.
By the way, take that very personally.
Yeah,
don't take this personally, but what you're wearing
fucking
sucks
dumb.
And is wrong right now.
This is the stupidest.
Everything you're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
But dude, no offense.
He was wearing a polo. Did I met polo?
Yikes.
Jeans.
Tucked in?
Flip-flops. Yes.
Wow.
But he was like skinny. Yeah, his arms were jacked.
Yeah.
So.
If you can rock a polo with jacked arms, you're doing something right.
Yeah, he had one half of his collar popped. So I was like, okay. He was.
Tattoos?
No tattoos.
Yeah.
Not yet. Smooth baby face.
Yeah.
Kissable. Did I say that? Okay, so.
No judgment.
You know, I had a friend.
Hey, when you're fucking grunting and sweating at the gym and you're sometimes you're exposed, you're vulnerable, you're really just trying to give it your all for that one last rep.
Yeah.
And sometimes you catch a face out of the you lock eyes in the mirror and you're just like, yeah, dude, fucking.
Dude told me if you look at me again. And I go, yeah. And he goes, just don't look at me again.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Which means he wanted you so bad. He's like, dude, look at me one more time because I want to fucking
kiss you passionately.
That's not what I was going to say. I was looking for, he's looking for a reason to fight in the gym. He was wearing his fighting jeans.
I don't want
to
fight.
Those weren't his favorite jeans. No. He's like, these can get ripped and bloodied and I don't care.
I don't want to fight in the gym.
You don't?
No.
But I think he was egging you on like, look at me one more time, motherfucker. See what happens, dude.
Well,
see how quick these flip-flops fly off my fucking feet.
Yeah, like flying tiger, hidden dragon. What is it? What was it?
Something racist.
Yeah. So,
Brian, can you give a quick check one more time on this?
Dude, so I had, because I'm not going to fight in the gym. In order to get me to fight right now,
yeah,
you would have to be standing in front of me, and there would have to be a threat to my family.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, I'm at an age, I'll walk away. Like, when people are like, well, you a pussy? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
But I have stuff.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Yeah, but so will a punch to my face.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? This is where Papa makes his money.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. We talked about being in fights, and I'm 4-8.
Yeah.
So I don't need to be in another fight. But I walked away, but dude told me, don't you fucking look at me again. And I had to say, okay. So I picked somebody else.
And that was it.
I picked this chick. Fuck her. Because even if she came over, I was like, well, I'm beating the shit out of her. No, I didn't pick her.
Wow. This is where we learn of Josh's, like, domestic abuse.
No, I was like, okay. And I went upstairs. But I work out angry. It's the only way for me to do it. And I may have to start finding a different way to do it. Because I've caught people looking at me eyeballing them before.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the Facebook Live forum. Guys, how can Josh...
Is it wrong for me to work out angry? Do you think it's wrong for me?
Well, it's not wrong for you to find a motivation to want to, you know.
Right. He was wearing jeans and flip-flops and a polo shirt at the gym.
I think whatever, and you have to do better at containing you locked eyes with him a few times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You need to get a mental image or take a picture on your phone and look at it before you do your reps so that you're not, like, physically looking in his direction.
Gym etiquette. Let's go gym etiquette.
Hold on real quick, though. I want to know, like, what's Brian, can you read a couple, any comments on this story? Any advice for Josh about how to work out more angry but less visible? Okay.
See? Brian Miller asked a long time earlier. Yeah. In the gym?
No, just in general.
Oh. I'm not high at the moment.
Okay.
But
Brian Miller asked if you're high.
I will be shortly.
Yeah, you like to eat these weed candies about, what, 40 minutes into the podcast?
Yeah. But I'm doing a charity event tonight, so I'm not gonna.
Hell yeah.
Let me ask you, at the gym, what is for you is the couple of the biggest faux pas, gym etiquette? And then we should talk about Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan and some sports.
We're going to get to all that. We're going to get to sports talk. We're in sports talk.
Yeah.
But by the way, and guys, if you are on right now, this is episode 5 of the Good Call podcast.
Yeah.
They come out Wednesdays. We record them Tuesdays. Josh Wolf, Adam Ray. Adam Ray on Twitter. Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter. @ Josh Wolf Comedy.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Get into this podcast. It's
sports. It's fun. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean, shit, dude. Like, how often do you get to listen to two guys who love sports? Don't answer that. As they type in like 90 other sports podcasts.
You mean ESPN?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like those guys know too much about the game. Here's also my thing about sports analysts. Stephen A. Smith, a character of a human being.
Oh, does know dude a lot is so about, fucking annoying.
Is annoying, but does know a lot about sports, but is also like has created a caricature of a TV personality. And here's why
but at the end of the day, dude, if you know that much about sports, it doesn't matter. He's picked the last 6 NBA championships wrong.
Yeah, that's
so
incredible.
So you can know as much as you want.
Montage? That's
yeah,
great.
You can know as much as you
that's
want.
Gonna fall
it doesn't
him
fucking
to the grave.
Matter.
Yeah, he's got to figure out a way to come back from that.
Yeah.
But Stephen A. Smith, you are engaging to watch. But what I do want to say is that a lot of the analysts, they take comfort. If you are a sports fan, take comfort in the fact that you know just as much as they do.
Yeah.
Okay. If you watch a couple games a week, if you played a little bit, You know just as much. It's just they get the access to locations we don't. That's why we buy into what they're saying is more significant than what it is, because they're like, I was live on the court talking to Kobe. You're like, you were right there. You must fucking know exactly what happened. I was on the bus talking to Dirk. I was in the shower talking to LeBron. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got in there and I asked them what their chances were of winning next season. And I looked down and saw all their big soapy dicks pointing in one direction towards a championship. It's like, just be.
If you were a 6'10 black dude, but you had a tiny dick, is that like a huge, that's a disappointment, right?
To your family or to your fans, or?
I think to you, like if a woman picks up a 6'10 dude and she's like, oh, I'm.
Maybe she wanted that though. Maybe she goes, I heard the rumors and I want a guy who's tall that makes me feel safe and is going to keep me warm at night.
But is not going
but
to.
But not going to.
Pierce my spleen with his penis.
Yikes. What a fucking image. Can you, oh my God. You know what sucks about that image? I, my brain goes, you know what? Let me just go ahead and fucking animate that for you real quick and show you what that looks like.
You animated it?
Dude, I mean, when you see, when you hear something, if you haven't fucking weeded out the cells in your head, there's enough guys in my head right now. And look, I've smoked a ton of pot in my life. All right.
Yeah.
But I still like, I feel have enough guys up there who, when I hear certain words packaged together, go, let's fucking sketch this out. Right now, they're animating it. But the more weed you smoke, you get sketch artists. And they turn from Disney animated full-length features into stick figures because your fucking weed-whittled brain has turned into mish-mush potatoes.
I would say the opposite, dude. I smoke a ton of weed. I've never
had more vivid dreams.
Yeah, but I don't picture anything in cartoon. I picture it in actual people.
Okay, so when you heard, so when you said dick piercing the spleen of a human body, you just saw that as person on person.
Well, I just didn't let my brain go there because it's not an image I want.
I guess you can't have that wall up.
Yeah, I've just decided that the penis piercing the spleen is one of the images I've decided not to invest in.
You're going to choose to let those just be words.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's an option.
It is. Facebook Live, thanks for watching the Good Call podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. That's where you can get the show in its full in its full entirety.
Tell me.
Four episodes up. This is five.
This
every
is five.
Wednesday. Good Call, iTunes. Tell your friends. Tell your family members. Tell your family members' friends. Come over to their barbecue. 4th of July is coming up. What better way to celebrate America than to tell your friends about a new podcast?
Brian,
read me some more comments.
I have a 4th of July question for you.
Yeah.
What's the worst dish at a barbecue? I know what mine is. Like, if you bring macaroni salad to my house, we're fighting.
Yikes.
We're fucking fighting.
I will see you on July 5th.
Oh, you like the macaroni salad?
I love mac salad.
Oh, with what? With like an olive oil or like a mayonnaise?
Oh, mayonnaise.
Fuck macaroni salad.
Yikes.
And you know what? Fuck you if you put nuts in my brownies, too.
Oh, well, that I can't do at all.
Why, who puts a nut in a brownie? I think.
An asshole.
Yeah. Why?
Brownies were designed to be. By them, there's never brownies with nuts. It's look, peanut butter and jelly. I get okay, those things flow together, they've always been together.
Yep,
there's no brownies and nuts. Does that sound good?
Well, but nuts shouldn't go in desserts at all. Like, but I would say, like, the only exception is like a white chocolate with macadamia.
Yeah,
I'll go there. But if I have a chocolate chip cookie and you put a walnut in the chocolate chip cookie, we're fucking fighting.
Yeah,
I don't think there's an you
and if
like,
you're wearing jeans,
oh, with flip flops. Oh, it's
while you serve me up a
over.
Fucking tainted brownie.
So you
wait, Brian, real quick. What Mac? To the what is the Facebook Live feed saying about Mac salad?
They no comments on Mac salad.
They hate it.
Any other fun?
Oh, I fucking hate mittens. Fuck mittens. Fuck squirrels. Fuck nuts in my brownies. Those are my three. I can't. And you know what else I don't like? I don't like the term hater. You fucking hater. Hey. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I'm an active hater. That means I just don't like that fucking thing. And squirrels hate me. There's a squirrel that lives in the tree outside of my house that when I walk from my door to my car, he hops from tree to tree and he throws shit down out of the tree at me.
What did you do? Did you work out in front of his family?
Yeah, maybe.
And he was just like, yeah. This guy will not stop taunting.
How crazy. Listen, if I was the guy who had like a bench in my backyard, that was.
Dude, you working out outside has got to be the the funniest thing ever. Like, you should go to a local park and try to like stare down like kids playing t-ball.
And bring like some kettlebells with me.
So funny.
Do a full. Can I tell you, when I used to go to people's houses when I was growing up, to me, the sign that you were rich, you know what the sign that you were rich?
What?
Second fridge in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a refrigerator in the garage where there was like soda and shit, I'm like, these
soda,
people.
Otter Pops.
Oh, these people are fucking rich.
Like Reese's peanut butter cups that they froze for like just a rainy day. But forgot they were there.
Everything in the garage fridge is exactly what I want. What we don't want to do is we don't want to do too much of that and forget this more people are going to be listening.
You're right. But I do want to know real quick. Favorite 4th of July snack? Post it.
Okay. Favorite 4th of July snack. What's yours? Let's go your favorite and your least favorite.
I mean, hot dogs, I still, you know, even though you hear rumors every now and then about like what's in them and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're not actual dogs, I'm fine. I know it's not real meat, but, you know, at a baseball game, I'll have one. 4th of July. I'm a big baked bean guy and try to say that 10 times fast.
Big baked bean guy.
I'm
a big baked bean guy.
Yeah, dude, that's like, that should be sampled in some sort of shitty rap song from the 80s. I'm a big baked bean guy.
Yo.
I'm
a big baked bean guy.
You gonna take, and if you take, wait, I'm a big baked bean guy.
You know, I like those girls fly.
If you take my bean bag, I'll cry. Just a guy who loves bean bags and baked beans. Holy shit.
He just likes everything bean.
He likes double B things.
Double B?
Bean bags.
Baseball? Basketball?
Beans. No. The BB.
Basketball? That's one word.
That's a compound word, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Baked beans, bean bag.
Good word. Compound word.
I know a couple of those.
You still haven't...
Don't ask me what a pronoun is, though.
No, but you know what's
compound
crazy?
Compound word, but that made sense because it was like purple dildo. Like, I know what that is.
Yeah, but those are two words.
Yeah.
That's not a compound. No, you don't put the purple dildo together.
Well, I don't know where you grew up.
Do you know, by the way, what I've noticed? And I've just started getting back into porn a little bit.
Yeah.
Why? My wife and I have sex all the time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. But I just started noticing. Okay. So I enjoy like a girl, like a solo girl masturbation porn.
And wow. Really?
I really enjoy that. But what I've noticed is that.
By the way, I love how quickly I was to be like, really? You don't like having seen a dude in there too? Like, that's basically what I said.
Where's the dick?
Oh, you love just a chick? Jesus Christ. Fucking Mr. 1992 over here.
You don't like seeing a big cock in there?
Jesus.
What I've noticed is that
you look around it though. You know, you get trained to look around it.
No. When there's a dick in there, I look at the dick too.
I can look around it.
How do you look around it? It's in the vagina. How do you look around? Because the dick is either in the vagina or in the mouth.
You just think it's your dick. Maybe that's how you how you look around it.
I definitely have never looked at one of those dicks and been like, that's my dick.
Or just, well, you just watch and go, that's me doing that.
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm not, first of all, I've never waxed my nuts. So I'm not that trimmed up. I'm trimmed up, but I'm not like, I'm not hairless.
So you're watching this solo girl.
Okay. You know what I realized?
That was me being like, and I'm dumb talking about your pubes.
and I don't know how we got on this, but the good-looking girls are all, they're like kind of sexy with it. They're like, oh, look here, and here's my little pie. And they have this little like thing that's like the size of like a little pencil. They're like, oh, look at it.
Yep.
And then the nerdy girls.
Oh, this is the toy.
Yeah, they're like,
I've heard about these toys.
They're
these
like,
girls love these
they're
things.
Like, oh, look, and their toy is this little thing, and they're being sexy, and the beautiful girls are like,
Is it a click guard?
It's a click guard.
Yeah.
Amanda Click Guard is actually the...
Audrey.
Yeah.
How dare you?
No, Amanda is the...
I tried to give her a shout out.
Amanda is my favorite porn star, Amanda Click Guard.
Yikes.
She's Swedish. She wears a Viking helmet. It's crazy.
I mean, tis the season.
So the good-looking girls have these little, like these little wands.
Yep.
But then the nerdy girls who come on with like a cape and like their dildo is like, they're like, let's get this started. And they pick up this fucking monster.
A John Deere tractor.
It's amazing. The difference between what the beautiful.
Smaller is better for that, right?
But then the girls who are like who are doing it for their boyfriend, or they're like a little nerdy, and they have this monster
the Louisville
Sluggers. Hold on, let me see. It's amazing.
And you like that?
I don't hate it.
Now, how do you get back into porn? Like, so you and your wife are taking care of it all the time, but then, like, what, do you need to mix it in every now and then just to, like...
No, you know, I've been on the road so much, and she's in Atlanta shooting a movie, and so, you know, I like to be good to myself, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I treat myself to a Starbucks every morning, and then, you know, every now and then I'll...
A morning whack, huh?
I think so, just to get it out of the way. I don't want it to preoccupy, because if I don't get it out of the way, I don't want it to be like, when am I going to do that?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to take up any space in my brain.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Bri, where are we at time wise right now? Great.
We should get into, I do want to talk about Durant and his free agency.
There's a lot of shimming and shaking going on in the NBA.
Yeah.
A lot of potential moves happening. And, you know, again, you would ask somebody like me, hey, Adam, why do you care about Kevin Durant? Oh, he was a Sonic for 1 year. Is that why? Yes, that's why. I also love basketball. It's my favorite sport. And I think the amount of moves that could happen this year or next year will be the biggest shakeup the NBA has seen in a long time. As far as like the bad teams going from bad to worse and great teams going from okay to worse.
What do you think happens with Durant? Over the next 2 years, what do you think happens with Durant?
I mean, there's so many speculations and possible scenarios.
Yeah.
Golden State is what I just heard being like at the forefront. I don't think that's going to happen because I think that's a terrible move.
Me too.
I think like they want to get bigger, but
if he goes to Golden State, does that make
guys that need the ball?
Yeah. Does that make Klay Thompson the third option?
That's what I'm saying.
And that makes Draymond the fourth option?
Yeah. I mean, Durant needs the ball.
Yeah.
He needs to be, but also he needs to be on a team where the point guard doesn't need the ball a ton.
So where do you think, I can tell you, I know what I think is going to happen.
Look at the Bulls. Jordan Pippen. Who was their point guard? B.J. Armstrong.
Yeah.
Shot the ball enough, but was a distributor. That's what you need.
Yeah. That's why I always thought that back when Rondo was Rondo, the straight-up trade Rondo for Westbrook would have been great for both teams.
Yikes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
Rondo at the time was dominating the game by scoring 12 points.
Yep.
But he was, you know, he had a triple-double fucking all the time.
Yeah.
I think this is what's going to happen. And you tell me what you think. I think Durant signs a one-year contract because he can.
Yeah.
Because Westbrook is gone after, you know, he's a free agent next year.
Yeah.
I don't think he resigns at OKC. I think he goes to
Westbrook's
the
Lakers.
I think he goes to Lakers. I think he wants to come back to LA.
Hell yeah, he does. Okay. He went to UCLA.
I think
he's from here.
Yep.
And he also loves, I mean, look the way he dresses. He's the most, like, out there fashionable sports star. He also just seems like he'd love the LA limelight.
Absolutely.
And also like home does play shit. If I was a pro star and I got drafted by my home team, that'd be LeBron, that must've been unreal. That's why that story is so crazy.
Would you rather live 10 months a year in Oklahoma City or in Los Angeles, California?
I mean, Jesus.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's cheaper to live in Oklahoma City. I think he's doing all right.
And no knock on Oklahoma City because my grandparents, rest in peace.
Used to fuck there.
Yeah, they did.
I love how whenever you bring up your grandparents, I like to mention that they might have been fucking.
You know what? They were fucking so cute. Towards the last few years of their life. Just
really?
Adorable. Yeah. So I hope they were fucking. But also, you don't know. I know that my grandma mentioned to my sister at one point about how they still like, she might have even just said they try still, which is almost like, that's just as good. That means, oh, good, you still. But it doesn't go away, apparently. I mean, dude, real quickly, when I went to my stepsister's graduation in Sarah Lawrence about 3 years ago, I was in a hotel lobby that was the hotel we were staying at for the graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm down there in the lobby watching an NBA game, having a couple of drinks, and there's this old dude also at the bar, and he just starts striking up conversation with me. He goes on to tell me that he's 92 years old, looks like he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Significant difference. And I know you're like, oh, can you really tell that difference?
I think there's a big difference between 92 and 75.
Maybe even 70,
it's a big difference,
you know? 92, when you see somebody who's 92, you're like,
you had a foot in the grave.
Foot in the grave. You also see them, and you're like, you're not dead right now. I'm not talking to like your ghost, who's just like, you know,
your brain doesn't know you're dead yet.
For sure.
Right. Okay.
So he tells me that he interns at these pools over the summer, like helps like in Vegas. He says he jerks off to threesome videos. He said he pays girls to come up to his room And he's telling me all this, by the way, just completely unprovoked. It literally was just like, so you want the Spurs or the Warriors? I'm like, well, I hate Tim Duncan. He's like, you know, here's how I still get hard. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. How about asking my favorite color before I get your dick size? So he just launches into this.
Wait, is that what it takes for some people to tell you their dick size is just your favorite color?
I need very minimal information
just,
to get to know.
Just tell me your favorite color, and then I'm in for your dick.
Just, I mean, you know, massage the
blue,
the
by the way.
Okay, I
there love we go.
That. All right. So he tells me all this stuff, and then he tells me, so I get kind of curious, and I go, dude, you're 92, and you're still, like, just very actively, and he goes, dude, it never goes away. He goes, it never goes away, the desire, the fucking whatever. And I'm sure case by case, I'm sure there are people that lose their sex drive and whatnot, but he...
No, did I tell you?
And this was weird because we're watching the game and he's beating off to the game. So I was like, oh, and your love for sports doesn't go away either. He's like, no. He's like, I made a bet that if, you know, David Robinson got 30 points, I had to beat off in the hotel lobby.
Who do you make that bet with?
I'm joking, dude.
Oh.
Boy, well, I am a good actor.
Well, he sounds like a guy that might do that if he's telling you.
Point being, it just, you know.
It doesn't go away. You know, did I tell you my mother called me once and she was like, hey, what porn do you watch? And I was like, what? And she goes, they're thinking about throwing grandpa out of the nursing home because he's harassing the nurses.
Jesus.
So I need to know what porn you watch. And I said, first of all, why do you think grandpa and I watch the same porn?
Yeah.
Like, that is disturbing a little bit to me.
Yeah, but also could be like what takes that relationship to the next level.
Well, but little did she know that he and I had actually talked about porn before.
Yeah.
And so what they say is that you should at the nursing homes give the old dudes, they need porn or else they will harass the nurses all the time.
Wow.
Because they just need to jerk off.
Love
I'm
that.
I'm glad that doesn't go away.
No, it won't. Also, I think there's with dudes, it's like your love for sports, your love for sex, your love for food ain't going anywhere. That's why we're so simple and basic and can't handle like big confrontations.
No, those are the three things.
Yeah,
we are so simple.
I wonder if women ever get upset that they like weren't programmed to be as simple as we are.
I think. Most,
and that's not a knock. That's just saying that, like, because obviously we're, in being that simple, we're dumber. Like, we are just, we're dumber
they're
than.
They're way more complex than we are.
We're way dumber than you guys are.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's why we usually just give up in the argument because.
Well, because.
Like there's no way. You have, you know, you got 17 different points.
Yeah.
And I literally had just thought about connecting one dot to the other and then somewhere in there saying, I'm sorry. And then you're like.
Do you know what I hate the most? Is when you say you're sorry. And this comes, I don't believe you. I'm like,
I don't believe you. Yeah. Or
I don't know.
It's supposed to end that quickly.
Yeah.
Just, I'm sorry. You're like, well, it should end that quickly.
Because
who wants to fight?
Yeah.
Why don't we just talk and hang out and fuck and be great and happy and life is short.
And listen, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know what else, but I can just, and I know, hope she's not watching. There's just for women, they have a certain amount that they want to get out.
Yeah.
So if you say I'm sorry before then, it doesn't matter because they still want to get the rest of that out.
Yeah.
And the one is when you're sorry, you're like, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. I'm like, did I need to go to acting? Like, what do you need to do? Do you need a tear? What do you need?
Have you ever fought with a girl about a sport game? Did a sporting event ever get in the way of anything relationship-wise? Like maybe you had forgot that game 4 was on and she had planned a big dinner or a friend's bachelorette recital, rehearsal.
I'll go one step. My brother got married when the Red Sox were playing the Yankees in the 2004 playoffs. So we're sitting there and his wedding is during game 3. And oh, by the way, you know, he married a girl from Crenshaw, South Central.
Yeah.
So this is the truth. So, you know, the bride and the groom side.
Yeah.
You know, one side was just these stoic Northeastern Jews in these like black and blue suits.
Yep.
And the other side was some
Compton,
some purple and green and
unbelievable. Where's that picture?
She was, his wife was 2 hours late to her own wedding.
Love that.
Yeah. We went into to where they were going to get married. It was like half an hour and we were like, fucking getting out of here. We went to the bar, but it was game 3. It was the game in 2004 when the Red Sox lost something like 20-6 or 20-8.
Yeah.
They got fucking pummeled and they were down 3-0. And one of Jonathan's good friends is a guy named Dash Myhawk, and he dashes on Ray Donovan.
Nice.
And right. So Dash is a huge Yankee fan. We were all watching the game during the ceremony.
What?
During the fucking ceremony.
What?
You would hear, yeah, fuck, when my brother
like
was
out
like,
of a movie.
Yeah, but he was like, guys, and we were like, asshole, who gets married?
Yeah, this is on you.
Yeah, 100%.
Even though the wedding was scheduled, to be fair,
it's like,
I guess you have the potential playoff schedule always, right?
Yeah, and not only that, SEC football fans will tell you, when people get married in the fall on a Saturday in the South, in the fall, they are not a popular group. Because my sister-in-law married, and she's from Louisiana, during an LSU-Florida game, her family was furious.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law was like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's your sister's wedding. He was like, I don't fucking care. I'm watching the LSU. I'm like, no, you got to go to the fucking wedding.
And that's, again, I mean, that is the great thing and probably also the downfall of dudes is that, like, if you put a very important sporting event up against a very important family function, you're going to have to just, like, fucking pick your battles.
I can't TiVo sports games either.
No. I was just talking to my boy, you know Brent Morin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was on the plane coming back from New York, and game seven, he was like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, and asking about, I think there was, the plane didn't have ABC, but there was a streaming service they offered where you could pay like $20 and something that would stream the game. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. And he was in first class, and he like doesn't really upgrade to first class. Everybody did it. His girl was there. They had an anniversary, so they'll do first class, watch game seven, have some drinks. What a great flight. Doesn't work. His buddy Jason Collings, who was his great comic, was opening for him, is in coach, and it worked perfectly for him back then. And so they get off the plane, and Brent's so pissed that he missed it. Because he said he watched it later, like the replay, but it's just not the same. And Jason was like, great game, right? Isn't that crazy? And he's like, I didn't watch a fucking single thing. And I asked Brent, I go, would you have gone back if you knew that Jason watched it and gave him your first class seat? He goes, 1,000%. And then after the game, I would have taken my seat back.
Yeah.
But that's how much you can't, like.
I can't watch games on TiVo, though. Like, to me.
You have to watch the game. And live. This day and age, too, there's so many opportunities to, like, accidentally pick up your phone and see a score or be in a, you know, a Baskin Robbins and someone's like, did you see that game? And you're like, dude, just
Baskin Robbins,
fucking cone size.
First of all, why is Cartman in a Baskin Robbins?
Brian, you mind coming to check the,
my other question to you is so you can't TiVo the games.
I mean, I'll TiVo, you know, I TiVo Seahawks games here and there. What are we at viewer wise right now, Brian?
Probably the same. There we go.
22. We lost 10 viewers.
We will. But you gain them. You don't worry about the live viewer, buddy.
Can you read me a couple new comments?
Don't worry about the live viewer. You're getting caught up. It's okay. It's all right. Relax. You're okay.
All right. Thanks, Bri.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. I can't TiVo these games because that takes away the whole fun of, I'll replay games. I will, you know, like NBA Classic, that is a station. I will definitely watch old games.
Me too.
You know, which is like, it's almost like, and you know what's going to happen. It's almost like when you watch a porn and you already know that the girl didn't graduate high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you watch,
and she doesn't have a dad.
Yikes, dude. Look at us just taking stabs at the girls who bring us so much
joy.
You ever
date an adult actress, would you?
No.
No? 100% no?
And I, no. I think, just because I think, and just personally speaking, I don't think I could. Look, any girl you engage with at some point, you know, you're not the first.
Right.
Unless, you know, like I was at the Laugh Factory last night. There was a couple that had been together since middle school, 7th grade. And they said they're still going strong and like madly in love. I'm like, that's crazy.
So she had never seen another penis.
For sure they cheat. But yeah, that is really 7th grade until now. One dick, one vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to nope. So I was like, beautiful story, but not true.
That works on an island.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, or maybe that was, who knows, man? Like as much as for every crazy, like guy eating someone's face on bath salts in Florida, there could be a middle school love story that is 1,000% true. Don't you think? The end of the spectrums. I think like, like nowadays I just, anything I say that is like, it's almost like what if? I'm like, that what if is very feasibly a reality because dude, that gorilla pulling a kid through. Dude, and by the way, let's just talk about real quick. people who think that gorilla was not going to destroy that kid. Are you fucking out of your mind?
Are you talking about the Phoenix Sun mascot?
Hilarious. When he grabbed Dan Marley's kid out of the stands and started dry humping on him? No.
Oh, no, not
him.
By
the way, where's that video clip?
I wish.
By the way, if Dan Marley like somehow tweets at us.
Thunder Dan?
Like, and he's like, I heard what you said about my kid getting fucking grinded on by a gorilla. Yeah, dude.
I'm coming for him.
I'm coming for you. Great, dude. Tuesdays at 6.
You know he's still got guns.
Dude, Marley is.
Thunder Dan is still jacked.
He's jacked. He's got a restaurant. If you own a restaurant and it's named Marley's, which is your name.
Yeah.
And there's sports memorabilia of you and other sons in that area, and it's next to the stadium. You're making frequent visits.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying hello to guests.
Tight polo shirt.
Tight polo shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make an appearance. If I had a restaurant called Ray's.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty
good
name.
Terrible.
Not terrible.
Would you employ Grandma Ray? Because Grandma Ray is a character on the show. We like Grandma Ray. Would you maybe have her be a hostess?
Well, like Weekend at Bernie style, because she's dead.
Oh, that's right. She's dead. Yeah,
it's all right.
Well, we'd put up a picture.
For sure.
Okay.
Grandma Ray's is not a bad name for like a soup kitchen.
Yeah, you better have some pot pie there, too.
Tons of pot pie.
Yeah.
Tons of pot pie, tons of orange sherbet.
I like some orange sherbet, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll eat the fuck out of some orange sherbet.
Yeah.
You don't like an orange sherbet?
It's fine. It's not in my top 10.
Top 10 sherbets?
So funny.
What do you mean?
How many
sherbets
are there?
Do you have a top 10 sherbets?
By the way, top 10 sherbets. How many sherbets are there?
First of all, sherbet sounds like a name the more you say it.
Sherbet sounds like
Sherbet Williams.
Sherbet was definitely.
Was the name, the first Sherwin Williams. We were like, should we call it Sherbet Williams? They're like, nah, that's not.
No, Sherbet was stuffed in a locker for sure every day of his high school career.
Yep.
And then the day he graduated, his dick grew 6 sizes bigger like the Grinch's heart. And he took pictures of it and he tweeted it at the school.
Give me Sherbert's voice. What's up, Chris?
Well, in high school, Sherbert sounded like this. He was like, hey, guys. Oh, man, please don't put me in the locker again.
Get in the locker, Sherbert.
Get in the locker. Someday my dick will be huge, and I'll send pictures of it to everybody, and you'll feel bad about this.
Oh, listen to Sherbert. He thinks his dick's getting bigger in the locker.
Yeah.
And then
he grows up, and then as soon as his dick grows big, then...
I think he learned to pick the lock with his dick, and that's how he got out
of it. He opened the locker when he finally let him...
Yeah.
So maybe he was in there for 4 years.
And it just was like...
The dick just like bursted out of his pants. Opened the locker, and then he came out, and he was like,
"It's time for revenge." What's the worst thing that ever happened to you in high school? You didn't get picked on, right?
When I was not in high school, but from third grade to sixth grade, because those were Fat Adam years.
Fat Adam?
Yeah. The worst teasing ever. That's why I'm probably so sensitive to, A, probably fat jokes, B...
I will tell you...
And that's why I can't be... A roaster. That's why when I watch the roast battle and even have judged it, it's just like, and I want to, and look, I have a, like the way I do deal with hecklers or crowd work, like I can get, I feel like I've got a good, like likable asshole sometimes with some of my crowd work where it's mm-hmm. like, I'll control the situation, but I, you know, and I learned this from Harlan Williams. I always try to kill him with kindness and keep the audience on my side mm-hmm. so that if push comes to shove and I need to like drop the hammer, then it's warranted. And they're like, oh yeah, dude, that nail needed to be fucking slammed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I always give people an opportunity to speak up on whatever it is that they're trying to distract in the show from. But so, cause I mean, I vividly like some of the teasing and then even like it got to a point where some of my good friends in sixth grade, maybe the only two people that I thought were like, maybe like my good friends, then one of them jumped in on the tease gang, and then I was like, oh, man, you're not fucking immune to any of this. And then I was like, and you just remember how awful, like, that all felt and how good Pop-Tarts dipped in Cool Whip taste.
Yeah, you're back to that, yeah.
Dude, that was fucking, it was literally like the tears, you wiped them away with the Pop-Tart package. You fucking just do a slow dip on the Cool Whip, you take a bite, and as you're chewing, you go back for a second swoop.
Cool Whip.
Yeah.
I had some crazy body image stuff when I was t-shirt and the pool guy.
Me too.
Yeah, I remember because...
That's a big move, by the way, the day you just like rip that off and you go, fuck it, I'll make the girls jealous.
I have...
You guys ever seen a B-cup?
Yeah, I was B-cup with a meaty nipple.
meaty nipple.
Yeah, it's like a fleshy nipple.
You should have kept the shirt on. No, that sounds disgusting.
No, well, it's still not great. It's like a meaty nipple.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I was like, well, I got to work out. Yeah. I got to build something around these meaty nips.
Now, were you a...
The nip itself, it's like the areola is a little meatier than it should be.
Now, how did that... how did your size help in sports, though?
The size of my nipples?
Yes. No, the size of your overall body. Like for me, like when I was a fat kid, they were like, goalie. And again, quick fat, definitely. Like my coach was like, just imagine their pepperoni pizzas, you know?
When I was younger, they were like, when I played on basketball, nobody ever passed the ball to me. They were like, get the rebound. Cause I was like,
you couldn't shoot. Oh, you were little.
I had a little bit of a belly and I had some meaty nipples. Yeah. So it was like, I was great at boxing people out.
Which is
it's a great skill to have for somebody who can't jump.
Yeah.
So, but I, I remember the day the shirt came off and I was like,
you never forget it.
It's like, fuck it.
Where was it? What was the name of the pool and or lake?
I was at, I was at Mill River Pool.
See, you never forget it.
No, but I remember I was going to do it at Puffer's Pond. Puffer's Pond had like a ledge. We had a little cliff you could jump off of, but I did it at Mill River.
Is there a cooler geographic location, a cooler named location than lakes or rivers? Puffer Pond? Ugh. First of all, the fact that you were kicking it at a pond is incredible.
Oh, Puffer's Pond was great. And I loved that place until I was in there one day and I felt something bump my foot in the water and I was like, never going back in here.
You were like, that's Sherbert's dick.
Yeah.
That kid is...
I was like, I'm never going back into Puffer's
what
Pond.
What was it?
I don't know, because I was like, this water... Fish can't live in this fucking water. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
And something bumped me, and it was right around the time Friday the 13th was coming out, and I was like, this is 0.0% chance that I'm jumping back into Puffer's Pond.
Dude, that's why I'm like very apprehensive to even jump in the ocean at this point. Like the amount of shark attacks that are happening.
Well, you
by
know,
the way, they're only reporting like probably a percentage of those, because they don't want us to really be filled with so much fear that we're like, oh, sharks and robots are fucking teaming up together to take over the
shark
world.
Robots are crazy, but those are the worst, right? The ones with the lasers.
Just ask Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. I did that show on for Shark Week for a couple years.
Yeah,
so I learned a lot.
That's awesome.
And I want to let you know, and everybody who's, if you've been in the ocean, like say you've been in Santa Monica,
yeah,
and there goes 100% chance you've been within 4 feet of a shark.
They're that
100% chance
they're just around.
You've been within 4 feet of a shark.
Oh my god.
When they told me that, I was like, well, I'm never going back in. And they go, no, we told you that to show you that they're there all the time and you can be safe. I'm like, no, it had the opposite effect on me.
Well,
I don't need to know everything.
No,
please.
Well, but that you do need to know.
Why?
Like, I want to have that in the back of my head if I'm going to the ocean.
That's
in
the back of your fucking head,
dude. I pocket it away for things to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to the ocean to enjoy a beach day, and that beach day is tarnished because a shark rips my torso off, I'm going to be super bummed.
Yeah, I agree.
And I would love to know that, like, going into that beach day, that, like, I had a choice. And I could have been like, dude, build a sandcastle, fly a kite, look at the ocean, but keep both feet in those fucking shoes.
I swam with sharks, and I have never been more petrified in my entire life.
That sentence makes total sense.
Yeah. That's why when people are like, didn't it take the fear away? No.
Take the fear away. Added to it.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
Because I was up close, and I was thinking.
Up close, dude. And
if
those
this thing wanted to eat me, it 100% could. There's there's nothing. It's not like you're going to be like, yeah, no, I punched it in the nose. No. I died. I died.
And what if those sharks eventually learn how to live without water, grow feet, track you down, break into your house, and fucking eat you in your sleep?
Dude, I don't think we're that many years away from that. They can kind of, they have those, I don't know.
That's why, and that's another reason to stay, physically fit and strong so that you can like fight off. I think about the animal attacks that could come my way.
Did you see the video of that alligator climbing a fucking fence?
No.
Fuck you. Did you see that video? No, I know. That's why they get smarter and they figure out how to get to you.
And that's why I'm saying that gorilla was going to rip that kid apart. People that go, it wasn't going to do anything. I go, did you see the way that it dragged that kid across? It was like he was at some sort of weird like work picnic and the game was drag a kid across a slip and slide.
Oh.
He fucking dragged that thing so fast, that kid. And what do you think he was like? the gorilla was like, there's a quieter bush I want to take this kid to get away from all the hoopla that's surrounding.
The hoopla.
I mean.
Let me ask you this.
That gorilla.
What effect.
I'm not a fan, by the way, of shooting animals or anything in that matter.
Not.
But like that kid was, I mean, dude, this country could not handle. We have seen a black president. We have seen fucking Osama bin Laden go down. We've seen ISIS beheadings. We've seen two girls, one cup. We are not ready for a fucking gorilla mauling of a child.
No.
Dude, that video, because that video would have been out there, dude.
No, we couldn't see it.
I mean.
And at the, it's a wild animal. Even if, and my thing was like, you saw how quickly and violently he just dragged the baby. Without trying, he could have killed the baby. Without trying. One more drag like that, but across the ground, and it hits his head on a rock or whatever. My question to you is.
Was that his workout? And like you, he was using the audience.
He was using
like yelling,
the baby.
Taking pictures and video. That was his angle. He was like, let me drag this kid in peace.
Baby. What do you think the effect on the baby? That's what I always think.
That kid, yeah, because he got out.
But what do you think? The kid good from now on? I'm fine.
No, I think he's like two or three. I don't think you remember that. Although I was.
You don't think.
Actually, no, he does. Because I was three and I got lost at Disneyland and I still vividly.
I remember getting lost at the mall,
yeah.
The Mountain Farms Mall. I remember I got lost. I went to the bathroom and I came back and my dad and my brother forgot I went to the bathroom and they just fucking took off.
Wow.
So I think I handled it pretty well and I screamed.
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
Yeah.
Couple of jazz hands because that's my move. Oh, I'm strong with the jazz hand. And I was crying and my dad came back and he was like, we were coming back for you. Why are you crying? I was like, you left me. Like a fucking, did you find the alligator climbing the fence? Like a little bitch. And this was when I was, you know, shirt on and my brother, his nickname for me when I was growing up, I hated it.
What is it?
Squash.
Jesus.
Fucking squash.
Here it is.
There's the alligator climbing a fence. Okay. I'm an alligator. I've seen this before. You know what I'm gonna do now? To get to you in your house, I'm going to climb that fucking fence. That's what I'm doing. I'm climbing a fence. See ya.
This alligator, by the way, is, I'm assuming you can just type in alligator fence climb. Dude, that thing literally climbed it like, dude, one time I got locked out of my apartment in 2006 and I climbed a fence and snuck in through the bathroom window.
That's it.
And the way that I drunkenly jumped from the, by the way, this fence, by the way, no joke, 12 feet high. And I jumped, there was a light bulb underneath the window. Right? It's like a big outside light. I had to propel myself from the fence that had spikes on it. By the way, if I slip and fall, see you later, dick and balls. It was a good run. But guess what? We're going to fucking get a fake dick now or sew it into a pussy. So I jump off. By the way, that all went through my head as I was jumping. Mm-hmm. So I jump off, get one foot on the light. It breaks. But I was able to push myself off in one jump to where I grabbed the like
some superhero shit.
I've never been more athletic in my life. Grabbed the like, you know, inside of the window and pulled myself up.
Hardcore parkour right there.
Slipped into the window and fell onto the bathroom floor like that alligator fell off the fence.
But you weren't going to eat somebody.
Well, no, because I was in a long distance relationship. And my girlfriend was in Seattle at the time. Good night, everybody.
Hey!
No.
That fucking thing.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Is climbing fences.
Yeah.
Here's one.
I mean, again, the world is ending. There are pythons in Thailand coming up through toilets and biting people's dicks. Did you read the internet? That happened.
Yeah.
Now there's gators climbing fences. There are snakes coming up through toilets. Hey, guess what? Not going to Thailand ever. That's how that works.
Really? I definitely want to go to Thailand.
There are plenty other cities with toilets that are fucking snake dick biting free.
Yeah, but I don't think every toilet has a snake in it. I don't think that's the deal.
Well.
I don't think that's...
Now, I want to know this real quick, and then we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, but you didn't finish... You didn't tell me what... Let's just at least finish the Durant Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I think he's going to... Well, if he stays another year, and then I think there's something about he can re-sign for like $400 million. Or the luxury tax goes up.
The salary cap
goes up. Goes up. So he can make significantly more money.
Salary cap goes up this year and next year, which is why LeBron...
How much more can he make?
A shit ton.
Okay.
It's a good time to be an NBA player because there's also a minimum. There's a floor that teams have to spend. So they're going to be over... There are teams that have now like $40 and $50 million of cap space that they have to spend. So they're going to overpay people like crazy.
Wow. Like Harrison Barnes is going to get a big contract.
A lot.
Yeah. So that's the incentive to stick around. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder, you traded Serge Ibaka because apparently he didn't like being the third wheel.
By the way, I love the – that's a great trade.
Well, who'd they get in return?
Victor Oladipo. They get some other dude, but they also got the draft rights to Arvydas Sabonis' son out of Gonzaga.
Yeah, big Sabonis fan.
I love – dude, I love his game.
I love
game.
That guy. I love
his
that, game. I love that Blazers team, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as much as they were, like, you know, fighting my Sonics for the Northwest pride, but, like –
I loved Arvydas.
Arvydas, Damon Stoudemire, Rasheed Wallace, Ruben Patterson, Darius Miles for a minute.
Rasheed Wallace, and I would say that, to me, I would say the most talented power forward, not the best, the most talented power forward I ever saw might be Derek Coleman.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I know, I think Tim Duncan is probably the best ever. Without a doubt, but pure talent, Derek Coleman was a fucking monster. He was just a lazy fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think they both stay? They go? What do you think?
Is this the bet we're going to make?
Well, we won't know until next year, two years from now.
All right. We got to do a different bet. I think, I think Durant's going to stay, I think he's going to leave. And I bet he goes.
He's not the Jedi mind trick on me?
He's not going to go to New York because that's just too many hands that need the ball. Melo, him, D Rose, there's no way.
Yeah.
I think he go. Spurs is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. This year or next year?
I think he goes this year.
I think they both stay this year. I think.
And then they both go somewhere?
I think they give it one more shot with Oladipo and with Sabonis.
And maybe they let the Lakers try to pack on some moves and see what they do.
I think Russell Westbrook for sure goes to LA.
Yeah.
And then I think Durant, I'm with you. I think
Cleveland? Whoa.
Maybe Miami. Who wouldn't want to live in Miami? No state tax. You're living in Miami. You got a couple more years of D-Wade, Hassan Whiteside, if he signs with them.
Yeah.
That's a good little squad. I would love to see him go to the Celtics, but I wouldn't rule out the Clippers either. But I think they both stay this year. Durant signs a one-year deal. I think they're both gone after next year, and I think Oklahoma City's back in the fucking lottery the year after.
Good.
That's what I think.
Good. I hope they continue to just have their team fall apart. So here's the bet I want to make.
Okay.
Do you think that, cause we're approaching football season.
Yep.
Maybe we can't make that bet cause that's still a few months away. How about this?
Okay.
At the All-Star break.
The baseball All-Star break?
That's still a few weeks away.
That's all right.
Actually, next week.
That's next week. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I got seats on the Green Monster next week in Boston.
Good for you.
And I'll be down there for BP.
All right, maybe the bet is how hammered are you going to be on a scale of 1 to 7?
I'm going to be with my son. So fucked up.
Answer the question.
you're
getting a text from the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that just says that means I have a get.
What is the bet? It's got to be in the near future, right?
You can make me an all-star game break. I think I'm taking BP in Fenway. So should we?
Oh my God, that's insane.
And I told them, they go, what size?
That's what the bet is. We need video of this. Will you hit it out of the infield?
Out of the infield?
Yeah.
100%. You know, I played college baseball.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Could you hit one?
That's going to be the bet. When Shane.
At least the warning track.
When Shane, I can hit the warning track. I can hit that green monster for sure.
Wow, dude.
It's. I don't know if
take
I can.
Video that.
I don't know if I can get it up over the fence.
Not with that attitude. But you can take a real big swing.
Oh, I'm going to swing out of my fucking ass. And I told him, by the way, whatever jersey you have me in for batting practice, make sure it's long enough to cover up my boner because I'm going to be really psyched to be there.
Hilarious. All right, maybe that's the bet.
How hard am I going to be taking BP?
Yeah. No, I think the bet needs to be how.
How many times do I pepper the monster? I bet you I get 15 swings, 10 swings.
And do you hit it off the monster?
Well,
how many times? I'm gonna say, okay, 10 swings.
Am I allowed to go to a batting cage pre-trip to Boston?
1,000%. You can juice, dude. You can do whatever you want before this event.
Oh.
If you get 10 out of 10 swings, you'll get 10 swings minimum, right?
Okay, 10 swings.
I say you hit the monster 6 times.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I don't think I hit the monster 6 times.
Okay.
I mean, because I haven't swung in a long time. You got to give me 3 swings.
Doesn't matter, dude. I set 3-point records in my high school, and I will go months without shooting a basketball.
Yeah,
and pick it up and just fucking Mark Price, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen it up.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Once you got it, you don't lose it.
If I stood you, where is your spot behind the line? Top of the key?
No, right side.
Right side corner?
No.
Like in between, like middle?
Yeah.
So, that's like Kyrie spot.
Yeah.
Okay. If I gave you 60 seconds, how many of those you think you could hit?
I mean, right now?
Yeah. You said right now.
If I, without
your flip flops and your fucking.
No, you need to have the proper shoes on.
Okay.
You're not going to be wearing flip flops when you take BP.
Hell no.
Yeah. Out of how many?
60 seconds.
If you've got somebody like dishing the ball back at a you know, substantial rate, I don't know, probably.
We're going to make that video.
20?
20 in 60 seconds?
Yeah.
No.
Cool. All right. Well.
20 in 60 seconds?
Remember the amount of, you know.
Here's what we should do.
Unsupportive discouragement you just threw at me.
Here's what we should do. But we should do, when we lose the bets, I grew up with three older brothers, so humiliation's a big part of my game.
Okay.
We should have to do something stupid on Facebook Live.
Or email us. What is the email for the pod again?
Goodcallpod@gmail.com.
All right. So email what the bet should have to be.
Yeah.
23s and 60 seconds. What is your thing?
I think I hit the wall. You can close that.
I think he hits it 6 times on the monster.
I think I hit the wall 4 times.
And I say 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
All right, and then the loser has to do something embarrassing on here during our podcast.
Tweet at us or email goodcallpod@gmail.
Yeah.
Or tweet at Josh Wolf Comedy or Adam Ray Comedy.
Yeah.
And suggest, we're not going to do what you say immediately because it can't be like, you know, I don't know, go run through a Cheesecake Factory, you know, with those tiny little.
I love the Cheesecake Factory.
Those tiny little, what are they?
Firecrackers?
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop. Or the little white ones where you throw them on the ground?
Poppets.
Poppets.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Good up.
Buddy, did you want to plug anything?
Mad TV, July 26th, CW, 9 p.m. Set your DVRs. Stand-up dates, AdamRayTV.com. Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, AdamRay33 on Instagram. About Last Night podcast on iTunes with Brad Williams. Ghostbusters, July 15th.
Fucking huge.
That's it.
Comedian Josh Wolf for all my tour dates. But the closest one is going to be Des Moines, Iowa. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah, baby.
I'm taking a couple weeks off and going to travel around my son, going to see my wife. And then Josh Wolf Comedy is Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. And, the Fairly Normal Podcast, which I would love to have you on soon.
Done. Done and done.
And that's on iTunes. And guys, so we're going to do this every week with the Facebook Live.
Every Tuesday.
I know that it's a tough time for people on the West Coast to watch because they're probably working.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the rest of you, this will be, and we're going to get it. We're going to do a good call Facebook page. So in that way it'd be easier.
So it'll be on the replay. They can catch it on the replay.
Yeah.
And Audrey Clickguard, if you're listening, shoot us an email. I like to go havesies on that Clickguard. It's a real idea.
By the way, if you're anybody's out there like Big Five or whatever.
Big Five, Sports Authority.
A click guard. I want to know if there is a vagina.
There's got to be a vagina protector.
Yeah.
But click guard is the name. That's like you trust that brand.
Vagina protector was my nickname in high school. We'll see you later.
Goodbye.